Hello again, everybody. Lovely to have you joining with us. Again, we're in Lisburn city centre here this morning, and this is a little street that maybe nobody really notices all that much. It's called the Wardsborough Road. It's one of the oldest streets in the town, and over the last number of years, this street has really changed in its landscape. There used to be a mission hall just behind the cameraman here, and then down on the other side, there used to be an old corrugated car workshop. They used to tune up old Novas and things, and it's a part of the town that has great memories for me, because I just lived up on the Macrolave Road and used to come in this way to go to the town centre in different places, and Graham Gardens car park's just down here as well. But just down on the left hand side towards the bottom, there used to be a plumber's shop, and the plumber that owned that place was a man called Tom Hare, and above the shop he had a meeting house. They called him the praying plumber of Lisburn. He was a contemporary of Leonard Ravenhill and A.W. Tozer. In fact, A.W. Tozer, the great American preacher, had a little booklet entitled Tom Hare, the Praying Plumber of Lisburn. Tom Hare was quite a shy and retiring man, I understand. There's still old saints around the town who knew him and have fond memories of him. But he was converted in his teens, and shortly after his conversion, he was serving his time. And he began to pray, really entering into real prayer. And he began to pray one night in the week, right through. Come home from work, get changed, and then just spend the evening and then into the small hours, and right through then to the next morning in prayer. And they say that by the time Tom Hare went to be with the Lord as an aged man, on average he was spending 3 nights a week in prayer. Quite a remarkable thing. Ravenhill and Tozer used to fly him across to America whenever they were having special meetings so that he could pray with them in those meetings. And on one occasion, way back in the 1950s, 1951, in the Norwood Hotel in Chicago, there was a great fire. They were staying in this hotel on the third floor. Ravenhill was sleeping in one room, Tom Hare was sleeping in another, and Ravenhill was awakened by the sound of fire engines, and he realised that the hotel was on fire. He was worried about his friend Tom, and he went into the next room, got Tom out of his bed, opened a window and kind of pushed him out, and then Ravenhill jumped out as well and landed on top of him. Tom Hare broke a part of his spine, his hip, his ribs. Ravenhill something similar, and they spent months and months in hospital. A.W. Tozer heard about this and went to visit in the hospital to see if they were okay. He had just heard that there was a fire and these men had jumped out of a third story window, didn't know whether they were living or dead. They spoke to a nurse and said, the two evangelists come in here. One of them's from Ireland. And the nurse said, oh, that must be the man that asked me if I loved Jesus. And Tozer knew straight away, well, he must be well. That's Tom Hare, all right. What a great man of God he was. Another story is told that him and Tozer and Hare were sharing a hotel room together at one time. And as they were retiring for the evening, they were reading their Bibles and praying. Tom Hare was on his knees beside the bed. Tozer climbed into bed, turned out his light, went to sleep, got up the next morning and looked across, and Tom Hare was on his knees. At the breakfast table, he says, brother, you were up early this morning. And Tom Hare said, well, I didn't actually go to bed last night. I was just enjoying prayer so much that I spent the evening in prayer. The same thing happened again the next night. No wonder they called him the praying plumber of Lisburn. It was just on this street, Wardsborough Road in Lisburn, where Tom had his meetings and his business, just down at the bottom of this road. I think you can still get that book, maybe in a PDF, The Praying Plumber of Lisburn. Take it and read it. It'll stir your heart. But you know, in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 4, there's a little verse and it says, there were giants in the earth in those days. I'm not speaking about physical giants. But you know, years ago there were spiritual giants who stood up as being different. Tom Hare was a giant in prayer. The scripture says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. May God raise up men and women of prayer here in 2020. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you, God willing, next time.